Give a little to you. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I know I've had several listeners ask how they can help during a government shutdown. And several have asked, where can they get help? And we have Executive Director of Love and Action of the Tri-Cities, Josh Bitework, in the WGHN studios. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am well. Good morning, Mary Ellen.
Really, really busy over at Love and Action. You know, this is when you guys really just get into full gear and do what you can. So how many people how many people do you think this is going to affect here in the Tri-Cities?
Estimates right now are about 3,000 people mm-hmm. that benefited from SNAP dollars in the last year, and 1,000 plus of them, over 1,000, are children.
Okay.
So it's about 5% of our local population in some way benefits from SNAP.
How are you doing on donations? How are the pantries doing? Are the shelves empty? What's going on?
Well, I mean, we walk into this month every year with a reserve because November and December scale up anyway. Mm-hmm. So this is a food intensity time period. Okay. People are requesting food. November, December are probably our most intense months. Some other winter months are as well. Mm-hmm. So this is an intense time. And if this continues, which is, let's just be honest, somewhat uncertain. We never know.
It's very uncertain.
This is day to day, week to week right now, right?
Yeah.
But it is the largest federal program that affects people. I think what's great for us is that so many people in our community are wanting to be involved in some way mm-hmm. and to care for those in need and to say, you know, we can do this on a local level. We can mobilize. We can put food drives together. We can put enough resources together. You know, when I thought last year we were able to feed all of the people that came to Love, which was the most ever mm-hmm. in 2024, we were able to do that for $5.10 per person
wow.
in the Tri-Cities. Not per client. I mm-hmm. just mean for all of the 55,000 people in our community.
Wow.
If each one of them gave $5, basically we had it last year. So it's not an enormous difficulty to manage this thing locally if we get mobilized, if we move forward. And so in the last year, we were able to do that. And every year, it seems like people are just a little more generous in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds positive in the midst of what is a lot of negative media, a lot of news attention that is the opposite. But I think there's so much good in the middle of it. And I keep looking at that positive and saying, you know, we keep seeing people give. So yes, we have some reserves as far as food. They won't last, but we'll keep moving forward. And we come at this all year. We've been running this almost like a little capital campaign on the side of our grocery our general budget mm-hmm. to buy groceries. We use it for nothing other than food. We run a food fund. It's called a restricted net asset. Mm-hmm. So if somebody gives to that fund, if you put food on a check, that money goes to food, nothing else. And so it supports people who are getting food through those 10 area pantries, through Backpack Blessings, mm-hmm. through the food co-op, the community co-op, or through the mobile food distributions in St. Pat's parking lot every other week. So it is working. It will have to scale up if this continues. There's no question.
Oh, for sure.
And so yesterday we went into all of that, you know, like how much food are we going to have to order to be 2 weeks in front of it? You know, we were having meetings like that.
Sure.
Inviting local churches to have food drives, inviting local businesses to have food drives. But we have a fantastically generous community and a bunch of people who want to be a part of the solution, not just talk about the problem, which is one of the most exciting things for me.
I would agree. Ottawa County is extremely generous. I would agree. Now, I know last Friday you had a food truck out at St. Pat's. You'll do that in the, not this Friday, but in the following week. Off the air, we were talking, and you mentioned that we're not doing the Thanksgiving dinner this year.
No.
But that money will go directly towards food.
That's right.
You can do more with that money going directly towards food.
Yeah, instead of providing one meal on what is a great day and an important day, we wish we could do it. Really, that came down to a lack of a chef, by the way. We had a volunteer chef the last few years who did a great job, and he couldn't keep going with it. And then we asked around and weren't able to find that person or those people to replace him. And so then we kind of took it as kind of direction. Well, maybe the food is more needed this month mm-hmm. because we can make it go farther when it's in grocery form instead of, you know, a single meal at St. Pat's Church, which would have been great. We love the meal, love the fellowship of it, the community of it, getting everybody together.
Sure.
And I think there's a connectional aspect to that I really appreciated, because I think there is an isolation to this time we want to fight, not just food insecurity, but actually the aloneness so many people feel. So, but this year, I think we're taking that money and going, okay, we're going to help people buy groceries with it, or we're going to help people to get groceries with it. So it will go to food regardless.
paint a picture for our audience of a family that is using SNAP. The majority of people that use SNAP are working families.
Yes, they are working families. That's right. They average about $173 a month. Mm-hmm. So it's per person. So that's not a huge amount of money as far as groceries. And yeah, the majority of the people we see are working unless they're very young or very in their elderly years. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say they're very old.
No.
I turned 50 this year and nothing's old anymore. You know, we're all somewhere on the spectrum. But
that's a fact.
Yeah. But there's a lot of jobs that just a little bit of help on the side helps people keep their homes, keep mm-hmm. their apartments, mm-hmm. keep their cars running, and getting to those positions, helping to raise their families, doing all those things we do. So yeah, average family is working. That's just a normal part of Love in Action. We call it the ALICE population, yep. which is United Way designation. But asset limited, income constrained, but employed.
Yep.
So people who probably aren't going to make a lot more money, don't have a lot of money, but are working pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's a very normal thing in our community right now.
Of
and
course.
By the way,
yeah.
manufacturing is really the base of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
41% every year. You know, Dr. Isley comes to town in February and tells us in the financial or the economic forecast, the chamber has him come to town. They do
yeah,
a great
from,
job. And
from
he says,
Grand Valley, yeah.
Yeah. And he always says the big thing that the Tri-Cities need to know is that manufacturing is the biggest source of revenue to the local economy. And so a lot of folks are working at these great companies that are so important to our community. And that's who we help a great deal of the
sure,
time.
Sure, sure. And I think, you know, if this government shutdown continues, you're going to see people, money that would be used for car payments or car insurance or utilities, they're going to have to use that money for food, and then they may be calling you or the Salvation Army for help with a utility or something like that. It's a vicious circle. What happens when you can't pay one or two bills?
Yep.
You're just trying to survive. And you said something off the air, and I want to bring it up if it's okay.
Okay.
Because I said something to you. Forgiveness is really important right now. When I see a laughing emoji on a Grand Haven Informed post, somebody genuinely looking for help. I got a lump in my throat. They're genuinely, because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for help, and somebody's laughing. It's so hard for me to have grace. I become very, very angry, but I'm just thinking I need to come from a place where, well, that person's going to say what they want to say. I need to forgive them and just kind of move on, you know?
Yeah.
Grace is really needed right now, and empathy.
Yeah. At Love, we use a phrase. It's one of our five values, our five pillars. Grace puts you on the other person's side. It doesn't mean you believe what they believe or mm-hmm. endorse what they endorse or mm-hmm. agree with them, but it does mean you can look from their angle and understand or work to try to understand. And I think in that direction, you can, you know, the center of where I come from personally as a person of faith
mm-hmm.
Is forgiveness. And being able to forgive anyone is a skill set that we need to have in our time. And I think maybe we're running away from that.
Yeah.
And for those of us who, you know, go to a local church on Sunday or are participating in this faith, there is such a need to just drill down and remember that forgiveness is at the core of all of it.
That's a really good point. And, you know, I just thought of something. If I have a lot of Facebook followers and friends, and if I see somebody that may not really understand how a food truck works, or I could say to them, hey, this is a chance for you to volunteer and really see what happens and see the types of family that come to these food trucks. That's an idea right there. Yeah.
Oh, and I think it is life-changing. I think, you know, Westwind Construction, RAMI, Safe, I'm trying to think what the safety company is in Washington. I'm forgetting them.
E-Safety.
Yeah. The Shape Corporation,
yeah.
White Pines, Lakeshore
sure.
Middle School, Spring Lake Honor Society. All of those are volunteer groups we've seen in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the manufacturing leaders in our community came to me and said, who are those kids that were at the last food truck?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Lakeshore Middle School group. And
That's
he
nice.
Said, they were just such great kids.
That's nice.
He said, how did you find such great kids? I said, we just opened the door, said, you want to volunteer? And Lakeshore Middle School sent great kids to us. There are people trying to do
yeah.
great things and
there
being
really
a part
are.
Of it. Yeah,
there really are. And we have a coat drive going on with Planigas and Tri-Cities Credit Union Keith Agency in 1873 at the Kirby. I want to mention that because as it gets cooler and if this shutdown continues, people use money to pay their bills, fix their cars. They're not going out and buying brand new coats if they can't afford it.
Right.
And so we're collecting coats, gloves, jackets, scarves, over 2,500 coats last year. Every item stayed local,
mm-hmm.
and that's just really, really important. So today, at this time, it's 8:53 today, right in this moment, somebody listening, what can they do to help?
Sure. When you go to the grocery store, buy an extra bag of groceries, drop it off at 1106 Fulton Street. If you don't give to Love in Action, that's our donation processing center. The Salvation Army, the People Center also have food programs. If you're wondering about your church-based programs, one of my St. Pat's friends recently said this to me. Why does my church have a food pantry and we have Love in Action? Well, that's a single system. We're right. working together all the time. St. Pat's, St. Mary's, St. Anthony's, First Reformed, All Shore, Spring Lake Presbyterian, goes on and on, 10 area church pantries. So giving to Love in Action is giving to one of them, and we're distributing that food constantly, running trucks, picking up food at Walmart, Meijer, Feeding America. So, you know, giving food in hard good form, just buying stuff. There's a page on our website that is dedicated to this that says, what do we need this week? You can make a food donation from a financial standpoint. You write food on the memo line, send it to 326 North Ferry Street. That goes 100% to helping people with food.
Yep. In your retail stores, when people shop there, that money goes towards the mission of Love in Action of the Tri-Cities.
Absolutely.
It's all there. It's all right there. And so a wealth of information at loveinactiontricities.org. But I suspect I'll continue to get messages on where people can get food, how they can help. I don't know. I'm speaking with Rep. Skolton at some point this morning, Hillary Skolton. I'm not sure if she's in Washington or here, you know, in the state, but I don't see an end in sight right now, and I'm the glass is half full kind of gal, and I'm just really, it's a heavy load. Can you feel that heavy load?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can feel it. You can see it on people. And now's the time for empathy and forgiveness and to really do what you can to help the community, and we'll do what we can to spread that message as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to talk with you. I do think there's a lot of good mobilized in the midst of this, too.
Yeah.
I want to keep saying, I don't think it gets on the airwaves as often.
So people are doing what they can to help.
That's right. And there are, I think in the last year, we've seen more people doing more than we've ever seen in any year.
Wow. So, that speaks volumes in Ottawa County.
In Ottawa County, in Grand Haven, Michigan. Over 400 weekly volunteers right now. Financial giving is staying the same between 24 and 25, maybe a little bit up. So, you know, we continue to see that compassion and those connections develop. Our food co-op and those educational classes going strong. More people in those classes than ever before. In fact, since we launched the co-op, it's four times as many some weeks. So it's really effective. A lot of good things happening.
I love that. And when the schools get involved and you have young adults working a food truck, they learn a lot just by being there, by working. They learn so much and they take that away with them and they see what's happening in the community, and it's an important thing. I was going to play the Isley Brothers, but now I'm going to play Andrew Gold. Thank you for being a friend, because people in this community step up to the plate when we need them to. And so do you. And I appreciate you being here. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Thank you for being a friend.